Coming up, Shropshire councillors warned off talking about money that was given to the Oswestry Football Club TNS. We've got Wimbledon in a few minutes' time. We've got health to talk about in about 10 or 15 minutes as well. It's claimed Shropshire Council has threatened some of its members with police action if they tell taxpayers exempt information about an £80,000 grant given to an Oswestry football club. Just to explain, exempt information is confidential information which they feel should not be made public. The Conservative-run authority gave TNS the money 6 years ago, but they've never chased repayment until now. The football clubs say they have fulfilled all their obligations. Liberal Democrat leader Roger Evans has been trying to find out why the cash was given and who made the decision, but he claims the authority is being too secretive. Joanne Gallagher is with us in the studio this morning. So what's happened, Joanne?
Well, Eric, pressure is mounting on the Conservative authority at Shropshire Council to get taxpayers' money back and to answer these questions relating to why and how the cash was handed over to the New Saints. The cash was given back in 2012. The first payment was due a year later, but it's remained unpaid. Shropshire Council say that they'll take legal action if necessary to get it back. They say that that is why they're keeping information away from the public and the media. But Roger Evans, leader of the Liberal Democrats, says that he's been threatened with legal action if any exempt information is leaked. He was warned of the threat by a scrutiny chair in an email, he says, and he was told it had been passed down from a senior officer at the authority. Councillor Evans says it's way over the top and the authority is acting like a secret society.
I did have an email yesterday from the chairman of the committee saying that she had been told that if any councillor leaked any of the exempt information and it damaged Shropshire Council's case, then the council would inform the police and ask the police to take action. I think that's way over the top.
So Shropshire Council are threatening their own councillors that you could be prosecuted if you leak any of this information?
Yes, yes. In essence, I don't understand how the police can be informed or take action on this, but OK, that is what I've been told.
To be threatened with police action if you give any information away, how does that make you feel? Are you frightened? Are you angry? How do you feel?
I'm a little bit angry. I've been a councillor for a long time, and that's the first time this has ever happened. I have to take the legal advice, but I'm prepared as an elected councillor to pursue this and to ask the questions as to what is happening and why.
And just to clarify and to make the point very clear, Councillor Evans says that he has no intention of passing on this exempt information, nor has he done so, but he wants things out in the open. He wants to know the background to the case. In fact, he doesn't even know a lot of this exempt information to pass it on anyway.
So what's Shropshire Council had to say about it?
I asked for a comment yesterday. I specifically asked if a senior council executive had warned members about police proceedings against them, and I widened out to ask if any officer had issued this warning. I was told that people were on annual leave, and so the question couldn't be asked. I went back and I explained that I would be running this story today and I was concerned that they wouldn't have the right to reply, but again, they were unable to help me due to officers being away. I have since received an email, I got it late last night, saying that I'd receive a phone call either last night or this morning from their chief executive, Clive Wright, so I'm waiting for that. But what I can tell you is that the authority's audit committee recently met, again behind closed doors, and they found no fraud had been committed in the awarding of the money to TNS. Again, those findings won't be made public, and although councillors can read the report, we have heard stories of members being locked in offices even to read copies of that summary, and it is a summary. The full report has not been made available to them.
Why is the authority being secretive?
They say that they're trying to get this money back from TNS and they don't want anything to jeopardise a possible legal case, but we don't even know how strong that case is. The Local Government Act does state that reports can be exempt if they can prove staying secret outweighs the public interest. But when councillors aren't even allowed to see the background and historical papers relating to this, they can't make that call. And at the end of the day, these are elected members accountable to you. Now, I've been speaking to other local authorities and I'm told that threatening a councillor with police action is exceptional. And a solicitor told me that it would be a difficult case to bring, as being in the public interest is a very strong defence.
So what happens now?
The money remains unpaid. It is being chased, but Councillor Roger Evans is arguing for a full review of council proceedings.
When this is sorted, maybe in 9 months' time, a year's time, then I will be pushing for a complete cross-party task and finish group of councillors to look at what lessons can be learned, how this could have been handled better and how it could be done in the future so that this would never crop up again. And that I would be pushing for, and that to be done in the public gaze so the public can see that Shropshire Council is keen to improve what it's doing and learn by, if there are any mistakes, to learn from those.
That's Liberal Democrat Shropshire Councillor Roger Evans. Joanne Gallagher, thank you very much indeed. Rest assured, we will keep an eye on that TNS Shropshire Council story. We'll report whatever we can find out.